Numbers. Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the children of Israel, who went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their starting points of their journeys by the commandment of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting points. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month. The next day after the Passover the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them, upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. And the children of Israel set out from Ramesses, and encamped at Succoth. And they departed from Succoth, and encamped at Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they set out from Etham, and turned again under Pahahiroth, which is east of Baal-Zephon, and they encamped before Migdal. And they departed from before Pahahiroth, and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness, and went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham, and encamped at Marah. And they set out from Marah, and came unto Elim, and in Elim were 12 fountains of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there. And they set out from Elim, and encamped by the Red Sea. And they set out from the Red Sea, and encamped in the wilderness of Sin. And they took their journey out of the wilderness of Sin, and encamped at Diphka. And they departed from Diphka, and encamped at Alish. And they set out from Alish, and encamped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. And they departed from Rephidim, and encamped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they set out from the desert of Sinai, and encamped at Kibroth Hattaavah. And they departed from Kibroth Hattaavah, and encamped at Hazeroth. And they departed from Hazeroth, and encamped at Rithmah. And they departed from Rithmah, and encamped at Rimmon Perez. And they departed from Rimmon Perez, and encamped at Libna. And they set out from Libna, and encamped at Rissa. And they journeyed from Rissa, and encamped at Kalathah. And they went from Kalathah, and encamped at Mount Shepher. And they set out from Mount Shepher, and encamped at Herdah. And they set out from Herdah, and encamped at Makkeleth. And they set out from Makkeleth, and encamped at Tahath. And they departed from Tahath, and encamped at Terah. And they set out from Terah, and encamped at Mithka. And they went from Mithka, and encamped at Hashmana. And they departed from Hashmana, and encamped at Moseroth. And they departed from Moseroth, and encamped at Benijokin. And they set out from Benijokin, and encamped at Harhajijad. And they went from Harhajijad, and encamped at Jotbathah. And they set out from Jotbathah, and encamped at Abrona. And they departed from Abrona, and encamped at Ezyongber. And they set out from Ezyongber, and encamped in the wilderness of Zin, which is Kadesh. And they set out from Kadesh, and encamped at Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord, and died there, in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the first day of the 5th month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. And king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the children of Israel. And they departed from Mount Hor, and encamped at Zalmanah. And they departed from Zalmanah, and encamped at Punan. And they departed from Punan, and encamped at Abath. And they departed from Abath, and encamped at Iabarim, at the border of Moab. And they departed from Iyam, and encamped at Dibon-Gad. And they set out from Dibon-Gad, and encamped at Almandiblatim. And they set out from Almandiblatim, and encamped in the mountains of Abarim, before Nebo. And they departed from the mountains of Abarim, and encamped in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho. And they encamped by the Jordan, from Beth Jeshimoth even unto Abel Shittim in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spoke unto Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you have passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their engraved stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. And you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falls, according to the tribes of your fathers you shall inherit. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those whom you let remain of them shall be barbs in your eyes, and thorns in your sides, and shall trouble you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you, as I thought to do unto them.